and welcome to the Tech and Toast podcast. We simplify the way you buy and manage your hospitality tech. You can click through to techontoast.community where you can search our marketplace, attend our events, grab your free tech audit, and we will help you visualize your tech stack as you grow into 2024. Meanwhile, summer in Australia.
Hey, Louis, do you think we should sponsor the Tech on Toast podcast? I mean, I really like Chris, and I really like what it's all about.
Yeah, I think that's a ripper idea, LP. It's a perfect fit for what we do at Red Cat.
I mean, I agree. I'm just not sure how we get our message across around, like, Red Cat specializing in multi-site groups, you know, like cafe groups and fast casual groups and QSRs and all that.
Maybe we mention some of our customers like Nando's in Australia, New Zealand, the restaurants at the Aussie Open, Boost Juice International. I mean, they've got over 700 sites.
Hang on. I think that was the sponsors. This is the Tech on Toast podcast. Enjoy the show. Welcome to the next episode of the Tech on Toast podcast. And today I'm delighted to be joined by Ivo Gavin, London City Manager for Atoa. And I love your name, Ivo. You're not going to explain to everyone where that's from straight away, but nice to
meet
you.
Chris. Yeah, good to be here. Thanks, mate. Yeah, my name's Ivo. Name's from Scotland. My dad's a Scottish.
So, love that.
As you said, London City Manager for Atoa. So.
And Atoa, I've known the guys. Is it Atoa for about a year, I suppose? I've kind of been working around London. I don't know how long they've been. Because are they originally born out of Ireland? Is that right?
One of them's Irish, yeah. The other guy's initially Indian, but they were actually set up a company in Singapore, payments
right, okay.
business, and they started Atoa in the summer of 2022.
Okay.
And sort of raised a seed round and been going from there.
Yeah, I love it. And I think I was talking to, sorry, I forget the founder's name now.
Might have been Kian.
Kian. So I met Kian up in up near Euston. I think he had a WeWork office up there.
Yeah.
And when he first came over, and it was amazing. He was explaining to me kind of how you can not transform, but really help these businesses, like the smaller businesses he was talking about, barbers, hairdressers, restaurants, these kind of people, or cafe owners, to kind of move their business forward with payments. So what's the, I suppose, if you give us your best pitch for Atoa, how do you explain to anyone who's never heard of you before, what does it do?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple, really. We essentially allow customers in the UK to pay businesses using their existing bank app.
Right.
So instead of paying with card or cash, either you would scan a QR code or receive a link from a business. We then just select your bank from a list on a browser, connects to your bank, and you just confirm the payment. So what we're essentially doing is bypassing Visa and MasterCard from the payment process,
right.
Which is why we're allowed to... or why we're able to offer businesses much lower fees and instant settlements as well.
Is that like open banking? Is that right? Is that the correct terminology for that?
Yeah, that's the underlying technology, exactly.
And I was reading through your website, and you had Pay the Fairway. Sounds like a golfing term.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
If only, because I love being out on the golf course.
Well, there you go. Maybe you can just tell the boss, let's play on the fairway instead.
Yeah, exactly. So Pay the Fairway, what we mean by that essentially is, for anyone listening, I don't know how many sort of card statements you've read, but card providers they're pretty sneaky, and it's actually a bit of a work of art the way they charge hidden fees and extras and it's kind of incredible what they get away with. So what we're doing at Atoa is basically the opposite of that. So we offer low rates, we offer instant settlements, and also if you compared our kind of monthly invoice to a typical card statement, ours is really transparent, it's very clear. You know what payments you've done, you know what the fees are, and you kind of know exactly what's coming out. So that's why we say Pay the Fairway, because we're not kind of screwing businesses over on all these extra fees that they get charged with the card providers.
And do you get that like kind of wow moment then would you go through a statement with someone from their previous supply and kind of say, look, that's what you're paying? They were like, oh my God.
Yeah, all the time, all the time. I mean, some business owners are much more kind of savvy when it comes to that. But I think a lot of businesses we work with are very surprised at the kind of fees that they're being charged. And often part of our process when we're kind of going through pricing and stuff with a business will be to go through that card statement and show them what they're paying and the reality of it. And then kind of give them our offering, which is often...
And then show them the magic.
Yeah. It's normally about 60%, often more, less than that they're paying on cards. So.
And it's instant payment, right?
Instant payments, yeah. So we're essentially facilitating a payment from a customer's bank to a business bank. So obviously, it's instant within about 5 seconds compared to, some card machines that take three or four days.
And I
think in the hospitality space, cash flow is really important. So it's definitely a feature that our kind of restaurant users really like.
Yeah, I think that immediacy is crucial, right? Cash flow is king, obviously. Mm. And I think I remember when open banking first appeared to me a while, like probably a couple of years ago, and I remember it being fairly slow as well.
Yeah,
I know it's moved on, but I think that speed of transaction, you bounce, don't you, basically, from your account into the...
Absolutely, yeah. So when open banking was kind of first popping up, I think the APIs that the banks had were really rubbish back then. And obviously, they're improving every day, and the banks are being forced by regulators to improve their APIs. So I think part of the beauty of Itoa was the timing of it. You know, they came into the UK market when the APIs were much more robust, and that's why we're now serving over 3,000 retailers across all different industries in the UK.
And I imagine when you're doing this kind of thing, you need partners, right? You need people to play with, and typically they're the EPOS people. And I know how they like to guard their little worlds, but I'm guessing your kind of, I suppose your job might be to go and find all these partnerships and kind of get them tied up.
Yeah, part of it is for sure. We've got, I think it's 7 live integrations now, with point of sale providers, and lots more in the works. So we have, it's been a bit of a slog, but we are getting there. typically a kind of restaurant that would work with Itoa, majority of them we will be integrated into their point of sale provider.
Yeah.
That's normally the case. We do have some restaurant partners that are non-integrated, normally kind of smaller ones, where it's not so important for them. But as you know, I mean, if it's a slightly larger organization or operation, they'll probably require an integration there.
Yeah, I think so. And especially when you're talking to the mid-market or enterprise, obviously you need that integration for sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
And what is the I suppose, is there a payment flow then? What does it look like in terms, so if I've got an integration, how does that work?
Yeah, so we have a few different kind of flows. So the one of them is we have sort of QR stickers, often like laminated or on tables. So we're integrated into their POS provider. Each obviously table has like an order on it as a till. And when it comes to pay, the customer just scans that QR code. The bill's already pre-linked from their POS provider. And then they can just go through the normal flow from there. And then the till automatically closes. The other one, which I think is probably more optimal for a lot of restaurants, is QR on receipt. So it's the same thing where they'll have a kind of table number and the order will come up. And then the QR is just printed on the receipt at the end of the bill, and the customer just pays from there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I was with the kids, and I was I don't think it was a toe I was using. Apologies, but I was doing that pay at table thing.
Yeah,
and we don't,
might be Sunday.
Yeah, it might have been.
Maybe.
I don't want to say. You know, it's your podcast. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah. Cut that one out.
Yeah, they're on the editing floor. Yeah. But you know. But the kids were a pain, right? My kids are just a pain constantly. But more so than normal at table. And that ability to be able to control that bit at the end, because we did some research with Dojo recently where that final part, a third of customers would change their mind on a tip or change their mind on their experience based on the payment part, where, as you say, it might take a long time to get a credit card machine, or it might take a long time to process a payment. Is that what you're hearing as well from your customers?
Absolutely. I think hospitality is one of the industries where our payment flow is more optimal for a customer than paying by card often, because, you know, you get to the end of your meal and it's always that kind of bit where everyone's sort of, you're ready to pay, you're ready to go.
Yeah.
And that's when it's so nice to just have that in your hands. So you just scan the code and just pay that way. And then you can just, you know, you've obviously paid, so you can just walk out. So we have found that we've got really good feedback from customers in that sense, for sure.
And while you're talking about your customers, I'm guessing someone somewhere is telling you nice things, talking about you, about how the product works. And have you had good feedback so far from the people you've managed? Because I think you've got, how many was it? It was over 3,000 providers or locations in the UK, is it?
So more than 3,000 businesses now. We're rated excellent on Trustpilot, so anyone can go and check us out there. Yeah, the feedback's really strong. I mean, ultimately, you know, we're saving businesses money. We're allowing them to be paid instantly. We've built some really good tech on the back end for them to manage all the payments.
And from experience, right, as well, you're not I know you might be an incumbent into the space, but the guys have built tech before, right, in terms of payment tech?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So the two founders are, you know, they've already sold a business in the same space, and both of them come from payments backgrounds as well. So it's definitely come from experience for sure.
And I suppose what barriers are you facing? You know, when you're going, so if I'm a restaurant owner or a cafe owner, what kind of pushback do you get, I suppose, when you're coming in, or is it easy to convert?
I think the biggest barrier in any startup or any kind of new product and growing something is just reaching more business owners. So that's probably been the biggest challenge that we faced. And getting these kind of POS POS deals across the line obviously takes a bit of time.
Because they open up more potential customers, I presume.
Yeah, of course they do. And just generally reaching business owners can be tricky, but I think that's the case with most products you do. And our growth, especially recently, has been really strong. So we're growing a lot month in, month out, and starting to see a lot of uptake in the restaurant space in particular.
Yeah, I think because the restaurant space now understands that point of making people wait at the end is not great.
Yeah.
And they've always known that, but I think now, as you say, the tech's got to a point where it's actually really smart and that actually can help alleviate that problem that people are taking that choice, right?
Yeah, and I think, I mean, the main thing that I would say in terms of the restaurants that I've worked with is, you know, costs are sky high at the moment. Cash flow is really important, and any way that they can save money and still not impact their customers or even impact them in a positive way, as we just discussed, I think they'll go for it. And with what we find with our restaurant users is once they've kind of decided that they want to, you know, give it a go and implement a Toa, they sort of never drop off. It's very consistent for them because it's in their operational flow and they all get how it
works.
Yeah,
it gets sticky quick, I imagine,
right?
Gets
really sticky,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, because when I was an operator, I generally found that if there was something that I liked or something that just sat within my workflow, as it would be, so payment, waiting, whatever, bookings, then once you're into it, you're very hard to change it. And I think that might be some of the barrier you face going in as well, right? Because you've got people who have got very set in their ways into, I think as an industry, we're quite sometimes focused on what we do and we don't like change potentially. So that would be a barrier.
Yeah.
Are you seeing some of that?
It can be, yeah. It can be a bit of a barrier. You're always going to find people who don't like change, but I find often those are the ones that they will come around eventually. You know,
yeah.
It's always
we'll get there eventually.
maybe just not initially.
So if I do want to sign up, and if I discover you guys are on the marketplace as well on Tech on Toast, so you can check them out there. But if I kind of decide I want to do it, how quick is that process?
Oh, it's. I mean, you can be signed up and transacting within a day.
Really?
So you literally just head to our website, which I'm sure you have on the show notes, and head to the website. You can sign up straight on there, and if you have any kind of questions or you want to run through something, you can just leave a contact inquiry on our website, and we'll get back to you that day. But it's really simple. You quite literally just have to, you know, put the business details down, connect your bank account, and there's a bit of KYC, which doesn't take long, and then that's it.
What does KYC mean?
Just know your customer, so we just need some documents there.
Love that. Yeah. Never heard KYC before. Yeah. I'll be using that later on.
Now you do.
Great. And what about you? How long have you been in this role then? Because I think I remember your income. Jamie was there before, is that right?
Yeah. Jamie was there. So I've been going about a year now.
Congrats.
Yeah, thanks. it's been great. I mean, we've been building a team up in London, targeting lots of different industries, and we're growing a lot. So a lot of my role is just to kind of manage that, and hopefully just bring us to more partners as well. But yeah, it's been a good journey over the last year.
Well, look, I love the product. I've seen it before. I met Kian, as I said, very early on when you guys first moved here. And I think any of the partners listening, which I know they do, should get in touch, and they'll come straight to you, right, Ivo, and just have a chat to you.
Yeah.
Can they stalk you on LinkedIn before I give out your email or something?
Yeah, sure. They can find me on LinkedIn. Hopefully you can put it on the show, because I don't even know my my LinkedIn URL. But yeah, anyone...
We'll hyperlink you.
I'm always up for a chat, so if anyone wants to kind of discuss rates or you know, their POS provider, I'm more than willing to do it. So yeah, I mean, it's not hard to find us.
For sure. You just missed Shopwave, actually. You should chase after him, see if you can get those guys to play.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Yeah. All right, look, I mean, that's brilliant. I mean, you are the most efficient podcast guest I've had. Thank you, Ivo. Appreciate you coming in. And people can get hold of, what is the Otoa website address?
Paywithatoa.co.uk.
Paywithatoa.co.uk. Find them on the marketplace and also find them on LinkedIn. Thank you very much and have a
good
day.
Thanks, Chris.
Cheers, mate.